This is episode number 2089 of the Who Cares News for Friday, November 12th, 2021.
The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Well, last night while you were watching football, Paris Hilton got married. Yeah, she did. Yeah. Her and her beau, Carter Ruhm.
She actually got married,
yeah, she
huh?
She finally got married, yeah. Fairy tale wedding, they said.
Oh, naturally. Yeah.
They've been together for 2 years, and this was a surprise. They didn't want to tell anybody when they were getting married. Everybody's been speculating. It's like, oh, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. And then we found out late last night, oh, yeah, they got married.
Well, sure.
There was a bunch of guests. There was cake. There was dancing. It was time.
Oh, cake sounds really good.
Doesn't it, though? Wedding cake, especially.
Well, sometimes wedding cake can be kind of dry.
Now, Carter, the new Mr.
Mr. Hilton, yes. Yeah,
he was on a podcast yesterday, and he was talking all about what the plans were and all of that. But it's been something that they've kind of kept under wraps. Everybody's been kind of speculating. So.
He was on the podcast before the wedding?
You record podcasts, and then they get dropped a day or two later.
Gotcha.
So there you go. Congratulations to Carter and Paris. And we'll see how long it lasts. It is time, kids, for the Who Cares News with Morgan. What do you got?
Well, on Wednesday, Ryan Reynolds. He's such a cutie.
Are we still talking about Ryan Reynolds? Didn't we talk about him yesterday?
He's a cutie.
Okay. All right.
I can talk about Ryan Reynolds whenever I want to.
Okay. All right. Apparently
this is
so.
My time to talk.
Okay. Your time to talk.
Anyway, he was scheduled to appear on Jimmy Kimmel Live and Will Ferrell, because we talked about him too.
Yeah, we did, huh? Yeah.
He was supposed to be on The Tonight Show, but...
But?
They switched places last minute.
What?
So Fallon, he asked Ryan,
yes.
How's Blake?
How are the kids?
And so Ryan, being Ryan... He responded with, you know, they're all good, Blake... You know, no personal questions, by the way. But Blake is great. Sex, totally normal. So, Fallon replied, well, I wasn't going to ask that.
Oh, no, probably not.
To which Ryan replied, hey, pump the sex brakes, Jimmy. I asked for no personal questions, and you're going right in on it. All right, Barbara Walters, easy.
Well, you know, I'm sure Jimmy was flustered because it sounds like they had prepared questions for the other guests. And anyway, Ryan Reynolds is never going to miss an opportunity to diss on his wife or his kids. So
of course, because that's what they
that's
do.
That's what
Because they're funny like that.
Yeah, yeah.
So over on Kimmel's show, Will Ferrell was also asked. Yes, was also on Kimmel's show.
Okay.
That Jimmy. So Will Ferrell was also asked by Jimmy, how's your beautiful wife, Blake Lively? So Will said, my wife, Blake, is wonderful. Thank you for asking. She's doing great. It's a busy household. She's a great cook.
Ma, more meatloaf.
She makes oatmeal and killer nachos.
Oh, okay. All right. Jeez. I think Ryan and Will are doing a movie. They just have a movie on Netflix or something.
Yeah.
But interesting that they had them switch. That's kind of a cute little thing.
They're just cute anyway. Will Ferrell is funny, and Ryan Reynolds, well, God.
I wish I would have watched it because I'm just wondering if they were on
he's
Zoom.
He's delicious.
Did they do a whole setup and, oh, we got the wrong Zoom. I'm just going to ask you what's going on anyway. We're really
you know what?
To
that's cute.
Together.
They should have asked you.
They probably should have asked me. They don't ask.
Well, Michael Che has no interest in being part of any babysitters club, including watching SNL co-star Colin Jost and Scarlett Johansson's son, Cosmo.
Oh, I see. I didn't even know they were close friends.
Yeah.
I don't know if that I would let a guy that I'm on TV with watch my baby. I mean, I've been on TV before, and I've... No.
And you wouldn't even let you watch a baby.
I would, of course I wouldn't let me watch a baby. That's danger. Danger, Will Robinson.
Especially one named Cosmo. Where did the name Cosmo? I don't know.
They got drunk one night.
Don't get me started.
They fooled around. They said, if we have a baby, we're going to call it Cosmo.
Right.
That's exactly apparently, how I saw that one.
Apparently, Michael finds babies to be pretty boring.
Well, who doesn't? They are boring. It bumps on logs for a while until they get cute.
Well, theirs is a little bit older, isn't it? It's a few months old.
September.
Now,
was it September, August, something like that? No, it's not that old. It's like
anyway,
2 months old. It's a bump on the log still. You got to pick it up. You gotta
anyway,
hold his hand.
Good grief. Hush. That's why. See, you're talking like a true man.
You're boring. Wait a minute now. Come on.
All right. So then Jimmy found this week that he thinks that they're fun for like a second. Because, you know, they don't do much after you've looked at them and they're just staring at you, trying to keep their heads on straight. It's like, get this wiggly thing away from me.
Yes. Yes, I feel the same way.
So then Michael describes himself as a great babysitter and has really long history of watching relatives' kids, although he says, I just let you cry until you're sleepy.
I do that too.
The
secret to babysitting. Yeah. Is like you don't go pick them up every time they cry because then all they're going to do is be like finicky, fussy little babies.
Then you'll have to actually pick them up and do something with them.
Coddle them and talk softly to them, maybe sing them a lullaby, and they look at you and they still spit up all over you. It's like, bleh, Damien. Babies are Damien, the omen, the exorcist. Oh my God. Jeez. I'm trying to figure out how I work Halle Berry into this. I don't know that she would be much of a good babysitter either, to be honest with you. Halle Berry.
I really don't know.
I don't think she
did. You ever see Adventures in Babysitting?
Yes. Yeah.
I've seen it like a hundred times.
There's a character in there that plays Thor, right? But he's not the real Thor.
No, he's not the real Thor.
They think he's Thor. Yeah.
Yes.
Long before there was a Thor. Long before Chris Hemsworth was he even born when that movie came out?
He might have been born, but he was very small.
He was a
small
little kid. He was still playing with his little red wagon.
Who knows? Like, maybe he saw Adventures in Babysitting and thought,
I want to be Thor. Maybe he did.
I, Thor. Who knows? Maybe that's it.
Anyway, and your reason for bringing this up is just that
we're talking about babysitting, which led me to Adventures in Babysitting, which is an awesome,
fun
movie.
Wasn't there like a series of books called The Babysitter's Club?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Did you ever babysit when you were little?
Young?
I mean, you weren't little, but I mean, you know, not too little. You don't want to leave your kid.
I never babysat that much, no.
Yeah, I did.
I went straight into volunteering and then waitressing.
When I babysat, they paid you like $5 for the night, and we liked it, too. It was like, we'll take that $5, my God.
Oh, wait. Back up. Rewind. What is wrong with me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
It all came back in a flash.
Like we mowed lawns. We babysat.
Well, I did babysit some. I didn't babysit a lot. There's this one family I started to babysit for that was friends of my dad's.
Mm.
And I discovered her liquor cabinet. And then I diluted it with water.
Uh-oh.
I was so drunk when they got home.
This is why. This is why you're so much fun. I'm just saying.
I was so... Oh, I was drunk.
More Who Cares on Monday. Have a great weekend, and
that's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.